Welcome to Today's Higher Every Day of Tuesday, the 23rd of December 2025. Today's topic is Desolation for Disobedience. Our text today is taken from Leviticus chapter 26, verse 27 to 35. And if ye will not for all this hearken unto me, but walk contrary unto me, then I will walk contrary unto you also in fury, and I, even I, will chastise you seven times for your sins. And ye shall eat the flesh of your sons, and the flesh of your daughters shall ye eat. And I will destroy your high places, and cut down your images, and cast your carcasses upon the carcasses of your idols, and my soul shall abhor you. And I will make your cities waste, and bring your sanctuaries unto desolation, and I will not smell the savour of your sweet odours. And I will bring the land into desolation, and your enemies which dwell therein shall be astonished at it. And I will scatter you among the heathen, and will draw out a sword after you, and your land shall be desolate, and your cities waste. Then shall the land enjoy her Sabbaths, as long as it lieth desolate, and ye be in your enemies' land. Even then shall the land rest, and enjoy her Sabbaths. Verse 35, as long as it lieth desolate it shall rest, because it did not rest in your Sabbaths, when ye dwelt upon it. Our memory verse is taken from Proverbs chapter 29, verse 1. He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. A missionary translator struggled to find a word for obedience but couldn't. One day, he called his dog, and the dog came running. Someone said, "Your dog was all ear," that gave the translator the word he needed for obedience to be all ear. Only those who obey can believe, and only those who believe can obey, said Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Israel was God's covenant people with many covenant blessings. Yet five times in today's text, God promised to make them and their land desolate, meaning to abandon or forsake them for disobedience. A holy God cannot condone sin among his chosen people. Many ignorant youths take God for granted through their rebellious lives. They talk much of God's love, but erroneously and deliberately teach their listeners and followers to ignore clear scriptural warnings against sin and all forms of disobedience. Sinners and backsliders should repent, turn a new leaf, and accept Christ as Savior to avoid the damnation of hell or eternal perdition. Believing youths are to remain righteous and lead others to righteousness. Quote for the day, a holy God cannot condone sin. The challenge for today is, a holy God cannot condone sin. Prayer, grant me grace to live to please you always. In Jesus' name, amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.highereveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.